Hi. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to come and thank you for the flowers and the chocolates for Valentine's Day, I guess. I'm completely surprised since, we don't talk that much. So it just came out of the blue and I was so shocked, but I can't even talk. It was just so sweet, I have to say. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I know during these times we can't really go out much, so it was like so nice to have that. Just a little surprise for the weekend because I'm basically staying home all weekend. I did want to. Oh, I can come in? Oh, awesome, thanks. Sorry. No, it's fine. It's not messy at all. Can I sit? Thanks. I just saw this card that you sent and it kind of confused me, because I wasn't sure if this was meant for me or for somebody else, and you just kind of got the address wrong. It was for me. Because the card, it says to my miss, and I didn't quite understand what that was. Because that's not my. Oh, you know about my Reddit page. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. No, I'm completely embarrassed. I was just like, I don't really tell people about it, so I'm kind of nervous. It's kind of like my alter ego, so I try to hide things because I don't want it to interfere with my work or, people might view me a little bit differently. But it's what I like, this all into BDSM and all that. You've seen it all, okay. No, I'm still embarrassed. I know in my page I have this, dominance air about me, but I'm really not. So can I ask how you found me? My voice from my audios and that one tattoo I have. Wow. God, I'm so stupid. Oh, I know, I know you won't do anything about it, right? No, I didn't think you would blackmail me. You're not that type of person, but I'm so embarrassed right now. I just want to hide, so maybe if I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm gonna go next door and just turn off the lights and hide and binge watch Netflix and contemplate life. Oh, you want me to stay a little bit? Okay, thank you so much. It's so nice to have somebody just to know about it because I've been wanting to tell somebody because I have all these, followers and stuff, and I'm so excited. But yeah. You've been following me since a long time. Ah, well, I'm so flattered. I'm glad you enjoy it. Yes. So you're active on there too. Do you post pictures and stuff? Just a few? Oh, that's fine. I mean, sometimes people use it for lurking and whatever, so it's a cool place. Yeah, I mean, it's just to be creative and just, out there. And there's so many cool people. Yes, I get weird encounters too, very weird messages. And yeah, some unsavory messages. Not too bad, no. Although there's this one. I mean, he's not bad. He's completely harmless, I know, 'cause I've mentioned him like a few times, but he'll comment on every single like post I make, upvote. And give me awards every time. So it's not that bad, but it's kind of, I think some people would find it weird, but it's kind of flattering. Yeah. But he'll like comment on everything and, you know, put hearts in everything and leave these detailed message. Big messages. No, I kind of like it. Like, it's not creepy and it's completely harmless. Like, I think I've commented on his and we've had a few back and forths. He hasn't messaged me directly, so I find that kind of weird. Yeah. But no, I've seen some of his pictures. He's kind of cute, but I'm not really looking for anything. You know, because you know my page is like a BDSM page with a dominant page. But I don't know if he's kind of into that, but I'm not really looking, so. Excuse me, what? Oh, that. Oh, gosh. No way, that's you. Oh, wow, today is a, woof. I did not expect today to go like this, wow. So that's you, wow. I'm speechless, I don't know what to say. No, I'm not weirded out at all. I promise, I swear. I'm not eyeing the door or anything. No. I know you would never do anything. Yeah. No. Okay. Great. No, don't be embarrassed. It's fine. Yeah, it's interesting. Wow, I can't believe that's you. What a small world. You want to try and be my submissive? I don't know. I don't really do things with a lot of newbies because it takes a while to get into like training and stuff. And no, it's nothing to do with you, but it's just a long process. And I don't know if we're in the same things. And I've been kind of going through a couple different dynamics. And yeah, want to go over some things? I don't know. It feels so weird. Like, I just came here because I wanted to thank you for all the flowers and the chocolate, and now I have this internet admirer wanting to submit to me. No, I know you're not some creepy stalker. Can I mention something though? Since we're, you know, bringing everything out in the open, I kind of knew that was you. Are you mad? Okay. When? Since the very beginning. I'm very observant too. There's one picture. You have something on your desk, like a little bubble thing. And I could see it in the background. And you also have a particular shirt that I've seen you wear. And there's also, like, a mole on your neck. That's pretty visible. So, I'm glad you think I'm not weird. I kind of knew it was you, and then the mole kind of confirmed it. So, I just played along. So, I kind of knew that was you the whole time. Yeah. And I know that you really like my erotic hypnosis videos. Yeah. So I kind of know what you like. And I've been through all your comments too. And things that you post and people that you comment on. Is that weird? God. Yeah, because I've been kind of hoping you would find out. I kind of wanted you to find out, actually. So I did a couple things. Nothing bad, no. No. No, nothing bad. I just, I'm aware of some things or make sure things are visible so you know who I am. Kind of conditioning you. Because I could tell just from the small encounters we've had, just that you're very submissive. So I just wanted to, I don't know, play with my food a little bit. I mean, I could teach you a couple things. I could just see a nice collar around your neck. I'm sorry. I know it's like 5 o'clock. It's just, I love collars. And I love bells on the collar. And I love leashes. Oh, it's okay. And no, it's totally okay. You don't have a lot of accessories or toys or anything. It's usually how it goes, but we can do without. I mean, not assuming, but yeah. You have time? I mean, I can teach you some submissive poses. Yeah, get up. Yeah, just stand there. Good. And I can kind of tell what you like. I'm not going to go too far. I know you're excited. Oh my gosh, I can tell you're smiling so big. Okay, I'm going to get comfortable. Oh my gosh. Okay. No, stand in front of me. No, you don't have to be naked. That's ridiculous. Don't be nervous. I'm not some latex dominatrix, you know, which are also fine. Those are also really hot ladies. I'm more of a casual dom. Yeah, just stand there, legs apart, hand at your side. Good. Chin up. Good. Now, when you're addressing me, it's not my name anymore. Which I think you know from that card. It's Miss. Want to say it? Oh, goosebumps. Oh my gosh. I knew it. I totally knew this was worth it. Good. Now, when you're addressing me or being in my presence, I want you to have your head down with your eyes downwards. Right? Because I'm the dominant person in the room. Understand? Good. Now, I know you have hard floors, so be careful. I want you to kneel on the floor. With your hands, no, just put your hands on the side. Yeah. Very good. Oh, gosh. I just knew it. No, don't be weird. No. What a sub looks like, it's all about submission. It doesn't matter what you look like or what you're perceived as. I know some men think it's like emasculine. It's not. It's just this. It's if anything, it's even more masculine and exciting when the confidence you have to submit to somebody. Mm-hmm. Your knees hurt a little bit? No, it's okay. Just a little longer. Good. I'm gonna walk around you a little bit. Okay. Nice posture. Good. Now I'm having you wait here because it helps bring you into subspace. Oh, well, subspace is that feeling you get of complete devotion, the vulnerability, kind of giving over control. It's a safe place. Is that what you... Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. Okay. Well, now you can move. Good. Now I want you to get on your hands and knees. So now your hands are on the ground, kind of like in a dog position. Very good. Now, you can wait there. I'm gonna go get something real quick. And so we'll see how good of a boy you are. I want you to stay here just in that position, and I'm gonna go next door and get a couple things. Right? No, don't be scared. Oh my gosh, you're so cute. No. Don't be scared. Just lay there. Yeah. Alright. I'll be back in a second. Just stay there, okay. I'll be back. Okay, so I couldn't find what I exactly wanted, but I got a couple things. Nothing scary, and I'm not really into pain. Oh, your hands and knees are getting a little tired. Okay. Nope, just one more minute, and then you can move. Okay. So this is my collar. It's not my collar, but it's the collar I like to use. It's just a regular leather collar. It's nice and sturdy and comfortable. It's not necessarily meaning for like pet play, but it's so nice when you put it on. Very comfortable. Also a good reminder of, that you're owned. And then I have my leash here. This is also good. If the leash is long enough, then you can use it for bondage. Okay, now you can sit. You can sit, just sit. Yeah, sit next to me over here. No, don't be nervous. Okay. And this. Let's see if we can try it on. Okay, I'm gonna put it around you. Okay. Is that comfortable? Yeah, okay. I'm gonna make it tight as long as you can breathe. There we go. Let me tug on it a little bit. Whoa, yeah. All I did was tug on it, right? You can keep it if you want. No, it's okay. I have a couple other than I need a new one anyway. No, you can keep it. Yeah. Sometimes wear it to bed and stuff. No, you can keep it on. You can take your other clothes off though. Yeah, right now. You have anything else to do? We'll do it. Oh, yeah. So when you say yes, I want you to confirm that you understand, or yes, but always follow it with Miss, okay? We're being formal here, so remember, my name is Miss. Yeah. Much better. Good. Yeah, everything. Watch too. Shoes. Oh, don't feel weird. It's okay. It's just your body. I love everything about just male anatomy. No, don't go ahead. I'm not gonna stop you. I'm just gonna sit back and watch. Nothing. Go ahead. Everything. Underwear too. Cute underwear, by the way. All the way off. Good. No, it's okay. No, it's okay to be nervous. Don't worry. It's okay. Turn around. I kind of want to see you from the backside. Damn, okay. Well, this day has had some ups and downs, hasn't it? Oh, it's okay if you're getting hard. I know you're excited. What else to do? Oh, no. See, you're still in the middle of training, so I'm not gonna do anything until I get you prepped. Got it? Good boy. Well, do you have any plans for until Valentine's Day? Well, it's just a couple days, so I'm free, and maybe we can discuss some things and research some things to get you up to speed so you know what to do, your limits and your hard limits and how you like to be treated. No, I'll totally, no, I'll be there with you. I'll help you out. And so you have a good time. And then maybe on Valentine's Day we can have some playtime. You like that? Yeah. You're so cute. All right, put your clothes back on? No, keep them off. Actually, I'm gonna take them with me And then you can keep the collar and we'll do a nice trade. Got it? Yeah, exactly like that. Yes, miss. Oh, this is great. I'm totally going to have good dreams tonight. Well, I gotta be going. I'm gonna take these and this with me, and you can go to bed and go throughout your day naked. Yes, you can keep the collar. All right. And I'll see you tomorrow. What time? Yeah, just knock on my door around 12. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll see you then. Good boy. Bye.